Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. In our previous episodes, we have seen that a certain etiquettes regarding the glorious Qur'an that have been mentioned in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Just to recap on some of those etiquettes, one of them is to, first of all, learn to read and learn to recite the glorious Qur'an in its proper manner, such as, you know, learning the what is known as the makharij, the manner in which or the manner how the Arabic letters are pronounced properly. And also then we have the rules of tajweed, which is the way of reciting in a more beautiful manner. And then obviously you have the concept of tilawa and sawt and lahan and all these other terms that are used by the experts and by the Quranic reciters. But there is also another particular etiquette that is mentioned in this tradition by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding the recitation of the glorious Quran. And the Imam says that just as the reciting is important, and we learned in the previous episodes, listening is important. Looking at the glorious Quran is important. What type of book is this? This is an amazing book. Where listening to it, you have benefit from. Reading it, you get benefit. Looking at it, you get benefit. Keeping it on you even. For example, in other traditions, you know, you get benefit. As we mentioned, that the glorious Qur'an is not just a book of mere words. It is a reality that is in the form of words. It's very different. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said that reciting the glorious Qur'an while looking at the pages of the glorious Qur'an, that is, do not recite the Holy Qur'an or the glorious Qur'an merely from memory. Even if you are Hafiz, there is other traditions we have that even if a person is a Hafiz or has memorized the Holy Qur'an in its entirety, may Allah make us of those individuals, inshaAllah, that even if that person wishes to recite the Holy Qur'an, he should read it and recite it from the Mus'haf or from the pages of the Holy Qur'an. And the Imam mentions why. He says, reciting it in this manner, that is, you recite it by looking at the pages, at the words of the glorious Qur'an, this manner lightens the punishments of one's mother and father, i.e. one's parents, even if they are both disbelievers. Now, obviously, one can have a discussion, what does the recitation of the Holy Qur'an from the Mus'haf, from the pages, have to do with one's parents? This is the one discussion that one can have from this. What is the relationship here? And that's, inshallah, for the experts to come and solve for us. What is the relationship between reading and reciting the Holy Quran and one's parents and the forgiveness of one's parents? Not only reciting, but reciting it from looking at the words of the glorious Quran. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, to forgive all our parents, be they here or be they not. Inshallah, until the next time. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.